Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, podcasts designed to help us to have the most intimate and satisfying relationship with God we possibly can. And today we're talking about how to find time to pray. Seven tips to find the time for prayer. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've already decided that prayer is a priority for you, but life is busy, huh? Crazy even. I mean, we make resolutions about consistency and we have a good streak, but something trips us up. Inconsistency seems to be the only consistency. And what can you do? Well, you don't want to give up and you don't want to feel guilty. Well, listen, I believe there's an alternative. There is good news. We can find what Michael Hyatt would call the margin for prayer. We need some margin in our lives to be able to pray. How do we do that? Well, we all go through different seasons, and I think the margin needs to move with the seasons. So in different seasons of my life, I found different ways to create that margin for prayer. When I was younger, I prayed while cycling to work sometimes. Later, I prayed in my car, eyes open, of course. While working on a farm one summer, lunchtimes were a prayer window, just sitting on hay bales. Fantastic. Middle of the night prayers were common during the teething phases of our children's childhood. In some seasons, I found the margin and found the way to pray. In others, to be honest, I've given up on that margin. I've not found it, I've not pursued it, and I've given in to prayerlessness. Now, let's think about Jesus for a minute. No one in history had more on their plate than him. Quite apart from the disciples, his enemies, and the crowds all around him, he had huge other responsibilities and challenges. I mean, to name but a few, remaining sinless, hunger, thirst, tiredness, anticipation of his arrest, which he knew was coming, his mistreatment, his crucifixion, and his death, and then, above all else, the salvation of humankind. I mean, and that's not all of it. Still, with all of that on his plate, he made time to pray. He inconvenienced people in order to pray. He prayed when he could have been healing or teaching. He prayed somehow, no matter what. Consider Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 37. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." So we see there, even though he's busy, and even though the others don't share his convictions, he goes off to pray. It fits with the pattern that I think is exemplified by Luke 5:16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. The time for healthy, satisfying prayer does exist. I believe it does. And we can find it, we can uncover it, and we can release it. But how? So, let's spend the remainder of our time looking at seven ways from people that we find in the scriptures. I wonder which one will help you. As we go through, ask yourself, which one of these might be helpful for you? There is time to pray. So number one, in the morning. Praying in the morning. Jesus is our example there in Mark chapter 1:35. We've already looked at that. Praying in the morning is not an obligation, but it has good effects. In Psalm 88, verse 13, "But I cry to you for help. Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." Psalm 5, verse 3. Can you find 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Just five? To pray in the morning? At home? Walking to the bus stop? Getting from your car to the office? Number one, in the morning, like Jesus. Number two, in the moment. This is Nehemiah. Praying in the moment, Nehemiah 1:11. "Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man." And who is this man? The king. Nehemiah had only a moment to pause and pray before talking to the king and asking him for what he wanted. Sometimes we've only got a second or two for prayer, but just breathe and pray before answering the phone. You can hear it ringing. Give yourself a moment to pray, just a moment. Or perhaps pray just for a second before speaking to your boss. In the morning with Jesus, in the morning, in the moment, like with Nehemiah. And number three, in the fish, like Jonah. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. "From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Now, I've prayed in some strange places, but I can't match that so far. It was rebellion against God that got Jonah into the fish, but once there, he did the right thing. He prayed. Our sin takes us into foul-smelling places sometimes, but the next time you wake up to the aroma of fish, decide to pray. Pray like Jonah in the fish. Number four, in the cave, like David. Psalm 142, verse 1. A maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. Now, persecution knocks me off balance. Might do the same to you. I don't know. But here we have a situation where King Saul had chased David over rocks and deserts until David's home was a cave. But even in the cave, David prayed. Are you facing opposition? Well, pray for your enemies, Matthew 5, verse 44. Do it before, or instead of, rather, answering with words you cannot take back or sending a tweet you will regret. Number five. Tip number five is in the open, like Daniel. He prayed with the windows open. Look it up, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Hannah, for example, also in 1 Samuel 1, chapter 1, prayed close to Eli the priest. Her mouth opened, but no sound came out, and that's one way to pray in public. It says Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. That's verses 13 and 14. She didn't care what he thought. She just prayed. She prayed in public. I mean, yes, there were no audible words, but her mouth was moving. She didn't care who saw. Perhaps we get a bit too worried about what people think of us as we pray in public, in the sight of others. Not so that they will see us, but on the off chance that they will, well, who cares? Can you find time to pray by praying in public where you might be observed? Number six in the fellowship, that's the disciples. In Luke chapter 9, verse 18, it says that once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowd say I am? So it looks here like Jesus was praying with his disciples. Certainly he was with them as he was praying. And the next time you're with a fellow disciple, why not pray together? Just take that moment. You know, you can have a conversation, perhaps, and the conversation might last an hour. Well, why not pray for a couple of minutes? My friend Ben is like this. He never lets me go without us praying together. We've prayed on Skype, on the phone, in person, in my car, probably a few other places and in situations other than those. And he'd ask me to pray anywhere. So number six, in the fellowship, with disciples. Number seven, in the home, like Peter. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Peter went up on the roof to pray. Strictly speaking, Peter was praying on his roof, not in his home. But you get the point. We don't only pray at church. We pray at home, too. Find time to pray with whoever is in your home, your children, your spouse, your housemates, or just on your own at home. Shut yourself away in a room. Perhaps go into the garden, into the garage, somewhere. Do that instead of watching television, doing a meaningless chore, or moaning to your spouse about the boss. Pray in the home. So here we have seven ways to find time to pray. In the morning, like Jesus. In the moment, like Nehemiah. In the fish, like Jonah. In the cave, like David. In the open, like Daniel. In the fellowship, like the disciples. And in the home, like Peter. So, which of the seven examples we've looked at could you imitate this week or even today? I know we're all pressed for prayer time, but even if you don't have a spare hour, I bet you've got a spare minute. Make the most of those minutes because they add up to hours. So before we go, two things. Firstly, what have I missed? Are there more opportunities to pray that you've tried? How do you fit prayer into your life? Please leave a comment so that we can all learn and grow. I'd love to know what you think, what you do. Your comments on what I've written here or what I've recorded here, the text version is on my website, malcolmcox.org. But we all need to hear from each other because it's in community that we learn best. And finally, I would just like to ask you to pass it on. Could you pass this on to one other person? Pass on the recording, pass on the link, tweet the link, stick it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, somewhere, Instagram, I don't know, all those different things. Could you pass it on to one other person? Because in that way, other people will get to benefit. Well, thanks again for listening. I hope this podcast has been helpful and encouraging for you. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.